Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Welcome to the Monday show, Optimize My Life. So we moved Hometown Heroes to Wednesday. We have a special guest coming on. And today we have a special guest, the infamous Ariana Lee. Say hi.
Hey.
And today, with the start of Valentine's Day.
I'm a boy.
All right, Goofy. So, with the start of Valentine's Day week, Valentine's Day being on
tomorrow.
And with...
I'm a girl.
Friday being the Random Act of Kindness Day, we are going to talk today about self-love. Being able to tell your story, the good, the bad, the ugly. And talk about how important it is
to love who you are and all parts of who you are, your good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, the misconception is that when you tell your story, tell you who you are, especially with social media the way it is today, it's all about a persona, an identity. And with social media set up the way it is, most people only show the good parts, the parts you want to share. But that's only a small part of who you are. And when you tell your story and you show who you are, you want to tell all of it. The struggles that you have. And yes, bearing that part of you can be hard. And showing people that other side of you is scary. I've been there. But at the same time, when you do that, you embrace all of yourself, not just that small little fraction of yourself. You know, your struggles in life. Embracing all the things that aren't cool or aren't picture perfect is the key to accepting yourself. You know, I struggled with a lot of things, and a lot of things that I struggled with in life was my identity and who I was. You know, I've always put myself with what I was. So the athlete, the cheerleader, the soldier, the mom. And when you start stripping all these titles, all these things away, trying to figure out who you are was hard because you got to bear down and really fully see and grasp you as an individual. You know, and right now a lot of us only want the pretty. We only want to show the world the good things. And when you follow me on social media, you see the good, you see the bad, you see the ugly, along with everything else. You know, I talk about, you know, my struggles, what I go through day to day. And it's talking about those is your story, your struggle of what you are dealing with. But you don't just focus on that struggle. You use that struggle as your tool and your stepping stone to focus on what did you do to overcome that and how did you resolve it. Those are the keys to showing who you are and understanding who you are. You know, being a people pleaser. You use your value, determine your self-worth based on how many likes you get on a post or how many likes you get on a picture or a video. And you get upset if you don't get enough people to like them. And really, that shouldn't matter. The empowering part is you just doing it. You know, if you followed me from the start, you know, we had a special guest last Wednesday with Matt Gill. And he talked about the story. Well, in that process of your story, we talk a lot about me. And, you know, if you follow me on social media, my fear was doing videos. I couldn't do a video to save my life. I suck at it. I'm getting better. But to me, it was talking to myself. And then the more I learned about it, it wasn't so much talking to myself. It was the self-reflection. It was not getting that input from people and being able to see, well, am I saying something wrong? Or am I not saying this clear enough? You know, worrying about all these things, and that's where I struggled. And learning that, you know what, I'm smart. I know me. I'm good with who I am. Help me to improve those videos because I didn't care what y'all thought. And the one way to overcome that for me was just shooting live videos, 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minute videos, running the mouth about something and then posting it. And then just walking away. And then not looking at it till the next day, because then I wasn't worried about what everybody's reaction was. I wasn't sitting there analyzing what I was writing. I wasn't sitting there streamlining and editing on my content to make sure it was perfect. I just did it. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. You know, with Do the Damn Thing Nation and telling your story, Tiffany's got a very big saying, and I live through this saying every day, and it's fear hates movement. Stops you from doing something is not the fear of success. It's the fear of failure. It's the fear of doing things wrong. So just taking that step, no matter how little it is, you know, I had talking to a friend right before the show, and he was talking about writing a book. And yes, we're making it about you. And his comment was, I'm going to start it. We're going to do it. We're going to do this. The problem is when you say that and use it in future tense, that's another form of procrastination. When you say you're going to do something, you're using that as an excuse not to do it. It's just something we're going to put off till the future. So you're not making a movement. You're not doing a movement. You are literally just taking those steps in your mind to say, okay, we're going to do this someday. One day. When does that day come? More than likely, it's not. But it makes you feel better in the time period because you're going to do it. You say you're going to do it. That's why saying and using the term present tense, we are going to do this today. We're going to do this. I'm doing this now. I'm going to shoot that video. I'm going to talk on the radio. I'm going to get a guest. I'm going to do this. We're doing this now. Because then you don't have time to analyze it. You don't have time to worry about it. You're making those movement steps. No matter how small, one step at a time is better than no steps at all. Hi, country boy. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, sweetie. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm sitting here. I'm in a learning curve today. I'm working with a friend I just recently met, but Mary, he knows how to build stuff, grow stuff up, start it from the ground in the dirt, and make it look beautiful. So we're building out today, building out a cedar, building out by a pool. I don't want to make you rub your nose in it, but I was just telling them that you're in Minnesota and you had about 4 or 5 foot worth of snow, and we're out here peeling off layers of clothes. It's about 72 degrees here in Georgia.
Hey, you know what? Minnesota is 32 degrees. We're in a heat wave. We're almost ready for shorts.
32 degrees. Now, Mary, while I was listening to you talk, I was just talking to Mike here, and you said, do it now. Do it now. We're living for today because we're not promised tomorrow.
Exactly.
I hate little cliches because most of them are not really true, but here comes one for you, Mary. Never put off tomorrow what you can do today because we're living for today and we're not promised tomorrow. I was just talking to my friend, too, about TV. I hate when they call reality shows because they are really not reality, because if you blink right now, take another breath right now, there's nothing that you can do to prove to me a minute later that that moment even existed in time. And then my last little quick message is some people have a disease that they don't even know about. It's a disease called procrastination. Didn't you just hear me say never put off tomorrow what you can do today? Quick story, Mary. We help people so that they can help other people. Interpret, it's a blessing to be a blessing. So I decided I was going to help an old friend of mine, grew up with the school with her, et cetera. Single parent, 3 children. I told her, man, you got to do something. You're not going to ever make enough money working at 2-3 jobs trying to support 3 children. It ain't going to work. You're going to have to really tap into your passion and figure out what it is that you really, really, really love to do, a purpose-driven life. Seeking thee first, the kingdom, and all that other good old stuff will come to you. But to make a long story short, she decided that she was going to meet with me late December, right around the Christmas holidays. I told her, since you got kids and gas is so high now, you don't have to come to me. I'll come and bring the blessing to you. All she had to do was walk through the fence right around the corner, that's in the football field, to Starbucks, and we met at Starbucks. That's where we was going to meet. So we supposed to have been meeting at noon. I got there about 20 till, and I pulled up and parked. About 12 o'clock rolled around. I didn't see her. I called her about 12:05 to make sure she was still coming. She didn't answer. 12:15, I text her. 12:30, called her again. 12:45, I'm thinking, man, I got to go. I've been here for over an hour. So I decided to go ahead and leave since she didn't respond. That was on a Saturday. Called her on Sunday, she didn't respond. Called her on a Monday, she didn't respond. Texted her on Tuesday, she didn't respond. Came Wednesday, she finally called me. Now, what's the purpose of this story? The purpose of this story is when she told me she was going to meet with me Saturday, it ended up being the following week. Oh, I forgot to tell you. That around the December the 27th day, the following week, ended up being the following month. Oh, the following month was January of the following year. Never put off tomorrow what you can do today ended up being next week, ended up being next month, ended up being next year, and we still hadn't done anything yet. Never put off tomorrow what you can do right now, and close that one out, Mary. I said, okay, opportunities are never missed. They're just passed on to somebody else that really, really wants it. But if you're not doing what the divine creator has told you to do with your purpose, absolutely operating out of obedience, then you're not just cursing yourself you're cursing a person that's been praying for you to come and bless them. If you don't do what you've been put here to do, then somebody else is supposed to be blessed by you being obedient. It's going to miss their blessing. So are you to be or are you not to be starting today? Back to you, Mary.
You know, and a lot of people, you question, you know, what do I want to do?
Hey, Mary.
What's my passion? Hi, Derek. And the easiest way, good, how about you, Derek?
Good.
The easiest way to sit and think about this and figure out what your passion is and what you're meant to do with life is a trick that I learned when I was getting my certifications for hypnotherapy. And that is looking back at the ages of 8 to about 12. And we say this because at that age group, you still have the imagination. You still have the creativity. Derek, I'm going to mute you because you got a loud background. You still have the creativity and the imagination to be open about things that are possible. But you also haven't been brainwashed yet by society of being told you can't do that. You take, what was your thing? What did you love to do back then? You know, were you to be a reporter? Did you like being a school teacher? Did you like drawing and painting and want to be an artist? Look at all those things that you really loved to do back then. And what is it you thought you wanted to be when you grew up back then? And you take that and you find a modification of that. You know, did you like to play doctor? Well, you know, you could go back to school, become a doctor. Well, you start closing your mind into, I can't afford the schooling. It's going to take too many years. All right. Well, that means you like to help people. Well, how about becoming a nurse or a caregiver or an EMT? You know, there's so many different aptitudes into that career field, but it helps you figure out what your passion is in life. Because your passions really don't change. Your general overall passions of what you like to do are kind of defined as you get older, but they're narrowed down. Because your passions and what you like are shaped by you and what you wanted to do as a kid and what you did as a kid, but also from your environment around you. And it gets narrowed down by being told that you can't do that, you know. Kids wanted to be an astronaut, and you're always told, well, you know, it's only 1 out of 10% of the population. That's not going to happen. You know, in my case, it was, well, joining the military. Well, you're a girl. That's not going to happen. And then it was, well, you know, once you start looking into it, only a small percentage actually makes it. And you have to fit all these qualifications, yada, yada. But if it's something you really wanted to do as a kid, you're going to find and move heaven and earth to figure out a way to make that happen. And that's the drive to get you to figure out what you want out of life. And you're doing, you know, a lot of people find jobs to pay the bills. You know, we live in a society where, you know, it's kind of, if you look at it, it's kind of like a pyramid scheme. You know, we're sold on the American dream. You go to school, you go to college, you find a job. You get married, you have kids, you live in a white picket fence. You settle for, that is what you settle for. Settle for a house and kids and a job that you don't like, but it pays your bills. And you're not happy. Now we take that all out of the equation, and what is it that makes you happy? What is it that you want to do? What is it you like? And you look back at what it was when you were a kid, and you figure out from there a way to take that and move it into modern-day society. You know, you wanted to be a reporter. Great. Well, welcome to the 21st century. Most reporters are independent contractors writing stories. They sell their stories on the internet to, you know, you set up blogs, you write your stories, you do your video content, whatever. you can make a decent living out of that and go farther. You don't have to always get that fancy degree. If it's something you want, nothing's going to stop you from doing it. The only thing that stops you is you. And having the strength to stand up and say, this scares me. The unknown scares you. But that's okay. Because these are the steps that we're going to take to fix that. Because the more you face fear and you face it and do little steps, the more you overcome it. You know, for instance, you know, part of what I did in the military was search and rescue aviation. I was scared of heights. You couldn't get me on a ladder to save my life. I jumped out of helicopters. I got pushed out of the first floor because I couldn't jump. But the more you overcome that and the more you see it and deal with it, you learn it's not so bad. You know, my kids, my son, for instance, he's autistic and he has sensory issues. You know, he wouldn't touch anything that was slimy. You know, he'd eat a banana as long as it was peeled or wasn't peeled. The minute he touched that banana, he wouldn't eat it. Wouldn't touch slime, shaving cream, mud, anything like that. And immersing him in that and putting mud on his hands, giving him slime to play with, shaving cream, little by little, now he lives with it. He sees a mud puddle, he's the first one sitting in it, playing in it, because he learned it wasn't so bad. The fear is unknown. That's what you're scared of. It's not what can happen. Your body, your mind analyzes and gives you all these fears because of what could possibly happen because you don't know what's going to happen. But is it worth standing in the sidelines and watching and living a half life instead of just taking that step? Well, that's the question you got to ask yourself. You know, we teach our kids every day to go out there and do it. But are we doing that? You know, the theme song for the show was written by my daughter. She wrote it in about 5 minutes. And the first 4 minutes was basically getting her to record . Sorry, I have two kids with head colds, and my daughter's nose and lip is raw from blowing her nose nonstop. But getting her just to talk was her fear. She's afraid of saying things wrong. And just taking those steps and encouraging yourself and having your support system is key. Well, that's the great part of the Hope Collection and this radio show is everybody here is a support system for everybody else. You basically have a built-in group of cheerleaders that are willing to encourage you the whole way through. Do you all agree? All right, quiet. Thank you. Hello? sorry, I was having a little bit of a technical difficulty.
All right. All right, quiet and go, Ariana.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. Sorry, having some slight issues here. Now, can you hear me? Hello? Okay.
Okay.
Sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties. We are now fixed. Okay. So, you know, there's so many things that we can do, so many things we can say. But just having that process to be able to stop and understand you are important. You're here for a reason. And understanding that of why is so important. You know, now it comes to Valentine's Day and about how we live in this conception of if we don't have a significant other or we don't have someone to spend it with, there's something wrong with us. Yes, I'm married now, but there were many years that I spent a lot of holidays alone. Due to, you know, a lot to do with the lifestyle, but also with me. And even when I was with somebody, I spent a lot of time alone because I was with the wrong person. And I kept attracting the wrong people because of how I felt about myself and how I valued myself. And this is where self-love is so important. Because you can't love somebody else, and they can't love the real you until you love who you are. And being able to express that to yourself and being okay with that is so important. Being able to stop and all the good traits you have, not look at all the what, you know, well, you're not pretty enough or you're not smart enough or you're not witty enough, you know, the enough is so crucial. You are enough. And as a individual, understanding that is key. You want to come talk?
I don't know what medicine it is.
I will get you some later, okay?
Oh, it hurts.
All right.
What's that? It's glue?
No, it's medicine that'll make your lip feel better.
Oh, it's head.
Sorry about that. I had to help her, my daughter, get some lotion on her face because it's raw from blowing her nose. But you got to remember, and I'm going to quote Marissa Pierce on this one, is you are enough. You are lovable. You are a great individual. And it's not just me blowing smoke. Because you are who you are. And until you can accept that, and what you need to do as an individual to be able to be who you want to be. And I'm not saying superficially, you know, you want to lose weight or you want to do this, you want to do that. That's on you. That's what you want to do and how you see yourself. But internally, being happy with yourself and making changes that you want to do for yourself has to be for you. And that's the only way that you can get to be happy in your life. Because you remember, God made you and only you. Now, why did he do that? What's the reasoning behind that? And that is all part of your story, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And be able to own that and talk about that is crucial. And this is where we struggle with a lot of things, is being able to do that. Self-love, you know, it involves recognizing your own self-worth, what you think you're worth, what you know you're worth. And it's your self-worth is a lot more than what you think it is. It's also your values and how you treat yourself and giving yourself kindness and respect. Your self-love is what makes you feel good. And it's about how you feel about yourself. When we love ourselves and accept ourselves, we are more likely to take care of ourselves. You're happy and you have healthy relationships with others and with yourself. So getting out there into the community is a good start. And to start your story in your self-love development is understand you're not living your best life. Stuck in a rut, you're always wondering what's the next step. You're kind of feeling down or struggling with life. Deciding to make those changes. Taking the time to do what's important for you. Taking the time to take care of yourself. You know, and it can start as simple steps as, you know, finding that perfect outfit to wear. Wearing something more than leggings and a t-shirt or sweats. Doing your hair. Dressing up, even if you're just going to stay home. Well, things that you do for you to make you happy. You know, for others, it's simple as going a day without makeup. Because you really don't like it. You do it because everyone tells you it makes you look pretty, or society has taught us that, you know, girls have to wear certain clothes and have our hair done and be perfect. Doing the opposite of that for yourself. Now I've come to understand that I must love myself first before I can expect anyone else to love me. And this means having to make the time for myself to practice self-care and to nurture my own needs. It is no one else's responsibility for my happiness but me. And I must take that responsibility myself. And also, loving myself means understanding my strengths but also my weaknesses and to accept and appreciate them. You know, for me, I'm never going to be the best person shooting videos and being an influencer. But I found an outlet. I understand that. I'm okay with that. So instead of doing videos and doing lives and all this stuff, I use my words and I use my voice and I use the radio. Because I've got a message, and I use that message to help other people in a way that I can do it and that works for me. And this isn't an easy path. It takes time. It takes a lot of work. But you start to accept who you are. You start to accept life. And the first and best step to take is just, one, to do it, but two, to unplug. Get out there in the world. Talk, say hi to somebody. Don't bury yourself into computers and screens and phones and social media. be out in the real world talking to people, interacting, engaging. And it can be small steps, as starting out as a phone conversation, not texting, actual physically talking on the phone, and building up. But taking these little steps is what it takes. So little steps to move mountains. So remember, self-love is so crucial, and understanding who you are and accepting all the parts of you, your story, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Sharing all those parts with the people you love, not just the superficial parts, the wins, the victories. Share the struggles. Open up. Because until you can open all the parts of you, they're only loving a small part of you, including yourself. And understanding that the bad is part of you. Even though it's a bad part of you, it's still a good part of you. Because it's who you are. And with Valentine's Day coming up, think of one thing you can do for yourself. One self-love tip. You know, is it going and hiding, watching a movie, or taking an hour of yourself? Take a day. Something for yourself. Because you can't love others and others can't love you until you love yourself. Tomorrow, this Travel Tuesday with Rick Reese, and Ron is currently out on vacation. Wednesday, we have a special guest coming on, Sherry Leopold, and she's going to talk about what she does and all the different things she's involved in. We're going to end the show a little early today because I'm still overcoming a cold and I'm still struggling losing my voice. And join us Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern Time a.m. with Living Well with April. And we're talking about diabetes. So have a good day, have a good night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.